Facebook.com/Annie.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Very excited to bring our next guest on, Mark Cox of the Mark Cox Morning Show. Everybody here knows Mark. Mark, thanks for being with us today. Good to have you.
Thank you, Annie. It's a great day in America. Thanks for having me on.
Do you just like, do you frolic through the day now, Mark? How do you feel post-election?
I've just kind of been walking on air. I am to the point where I'm trying not to gloat, but I'm still having a great day. Let's just put it that way.
Are you gloating? Are you a gloater?
I have gloated occasionally since election evening, I'll have to say, after I caught up on my sleep. I was so pumped that night. I was working on about 2.5 hours of sleep when I came to work the next day.
Yeah.
And it didn't hit me till about 7 or 8 o'clock the next afternoon. It was that great.
If we were like the fringe side of the liberal movement, we would have to have like special rooms where we could all go in and just privately gloat together to get it out of our, like, a gloat fest, and then we could re-enter into civilization just to get it off your chest. But
sort of a safe space, right?
Yeah, safe space. for Trump victories,
for gloating.
You have this really cool thing taking place right now, the First Responder Thanksgiving ATF raffle. Tell me what this is and what our listeners can do to A, support what you're doing, and B, win some pretty sweet stuff.
Yeah, your listeners helped me out a lot last year, as I remember, as we got near the end of this. So for a number of years now, in November, we've been supporting a charity called Responder Rescue. They are there when first responders get injured in the line of duty. You know, Backstoppers helps when somebody's killed in the line of duty. Responder Rescue steps in if somebody's injured and, let's say, they can't pay a heating or cooling bill or a medical bill or something like that. They step in and they write a check. And I'm trying to do all I can for them. Again, this year we're having they're sponsoring this raffle. We call it the ATF raffle, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. So those are the three prizes. A basket of bourbon that I put together, courtesy of a lot of people. My friends at Lore Wine and Spirits donated a bunch. Various friends, Stolach Whiskey. For people who are bourbon fans, they'll recognize a few names. There's Weller Antique 107. There's a Midwinter's Night Dram in there. There's a Blanton's Gold. It's about $1,500 worth of bourbon. The numbers keep growing. People keep donating bottles. So it's that plus a Robert Thomas Blues jersey, a signed jersey by Robert Thomas.
Nice.
So that's the basket of booze. And then separately, there's a gun that's been donated by the Range St. Louis West. It's a 9mm CMMG rifle. That's worth about $2,100 that they've donated out of the goodness of their hearts because they help me out all the time up there. And then finally, I've got a good friend, Brian Schneider, who runs a cigar lounge in Chesterfield. It's called Lit Cigar Lounge, and he's donated a night in their private room down there with cigars and a bottle of bourbon and a very nice box of hard-to-get cigars as well, and that's valued at about $1,000. So there'll be three winners. People have a chance to win one of those three prizes, and we'll pick a winner on Wednesday, the 27th, right before Thanksgiving.
Mark, I've seen some of these bottles of bourbon in the office that you and I share. Are you saying that I should leave those alone?
He's halfway through that, one right now.
I wondered how those got cracked open. Now I know, Ryan.
I was going to ask you what the retail value was because I wanted to see how much money I've drank.
You mean that you owe him?
That Midwinter's Night Dram that you broke into, that's probably about a $250 bottle, something like that.
So if somebody buys a raffle ticket right now, you're saying people continue to donate, and so what you have listed may not even be the fullness of the prize that they would win.
Right. I mean, we had to stop at some point with the descriptions, but I do keep getting bottles added all the time, and I need to probably update my list a little bit. I'm trying to do it on the air every day, but it's pretty simple. I mean, the tickets are only $1 a piece, but the minimum purchase is 10. We do it through an online organization called Rally Up. So all the money goes to the charity. You can do it right on your phone. You can text the word responder to 33100. It's pretty easy, and it sends you a text, and once you click on it, it takes you right to the page. Or you can just go to our website at 971talk.com, and there's a link on there as well. And for people that go to the range, you can buy them in the store there at the Range St. Louis West.
Mark, what does the value do of that bottle that Ryan Wiggins was drinking from his lips straight out of the bottle? Does that increase the value, or what?
I left lipstick on it. What does that do?
I think that would definitely increase the bottle. If I could get Wiggins to sign it, that would make it worth even more money, right?
Okay, yeah, I'll sign it in lipstick.
Mark, I want to encourage people to go and follow this as it continues to update. Are you updating it specifically on any of your social media accounts where people can follow you? I know the Mark Cox Morning Show Facebook page is very active. You're on Twitter as well. X, excuse me.
Yes, we're putting it. I put a link up there on Facebook. I probably need to refresh that because it's been a week, but I don't want people to have to dig too far in to find it. I'll probably need to pin it to the top of the page, but it's really easy on our website as well, 971talk.com. The first responder Thanksgiving is one of the first things you see up there on the webpage. And really the text option has been a game changer. It's just so easy to text responder to 33100, and every dime, like the money goes straight into their account. Basically every dime goes straight to responder rescue. And like, just as an example, I had a guest on, I think it was a year and a half ago. It was a police officer. She had a bad case of like temporomandibular joint disorder, like where her jaw just, it was TMJ. Like TMJ. It was like, it was so debilitating. She had to quit her job, and her insurance company there was a huge portion of the surgery they wouldn't cover, and Responder Rescue stepped in and paid for that.
Ugh.
So that it's given her life back.
Yeah.
And these are examples of the kind of things they do on a regular basis.
We're speaking with Mark Cox, the Mark Cox Morning Show. You can hear him weekdays from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on 97.1. When you were preparing for this election to happen, didn't know what was going to take place, we on this show here would look at everything that was presented to us and be like, there's no way that Trump should lose this. But you just couldn't, or at least we couldn't, trust what we were assessing enough compared to our concern about the ability for common sense to prevail. What were you thinking? How are you going to do 4 more years of covering Kamala Harris if she would have won?
Well, you know, Annie, I think the one thing about what we do is that it should be more clear than anything to everyone that you don't despise people in the mainstream media enough after the way this went down. Because right up until Election Day, a lot of media in this country would lead you to believe this thing was so close it could go either way.
Yeah.
And there is no way that they didn't know, they weren't seeing some of the same internal polling that the campaigns were. The Kamala Harris people certainly knew it but weren't going to talk about it. The Trump people were well aware that they were winning in all of these states, and nobody, virtually no one, was being honest about it. And I think that's the value add that we bring to everyone, is that we were talking about those very issues and these polls that were outliers and about these demographic changes. I heard Ryan on there one day talking about the, you know, the polls among Hispanics and African Americans, and all these things were trending toward Donald Trump in ways that the left was just in denial about.
Don't quote Ryan Wiggins.
If you weren't hearing it from us,
you
weren't hearing it.
And give Ryan Wiggins credit for talking about polls.
He's the poll master.
Yeah, that's what he was doing before he came here.
Mark, when you come in tomorrow morning, you're going to have a nice, fresh signature right across your monitor.
In lipstick.
Yeah, thank you. In lipstick.
Last question.
And it'll be sloppy because I'll be drunk.
You are correct on that. The polls, and Ryan was always the leader on bringing those to the forefront so that we could read them. But it was just difficult to believe because of like what you were saying with the media and how they covered it. I wanted to ask you one question before we let you go about Trump's cabinet picks. Who's the best pick and who's the worst pick so far from Donald Trump?
Well, I got to be honest. If he hadn't made the selections he did, I would have been disappointed. He is a change candidate. I mean, the mandate was, yes, we like what you're saying. Let's see some of this change. And I think Trump committed himself to that. So, number one, I think his best pick so far has probably been RFK Jr.
Yeah.
For HHS. I mean, the guy, yeah, this morning I ran a bite with him talking about the dangers of 5G and the phone that's up against the side of my head right now. And I've never really heard much of a study. He said there are dozens of studies out there that are that show that that's a problem. Somebody hasn't been honest with us. Is it because they're owned by the industry that they represent? I don't know. It's just very strange. I think that's a great pick. I love Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. I think that's fantastic. Tom Homan,
yes,
to run to be the border czar. I mean, that guy's a bulldog. I've had him on. I met him at in Washington a couple years ago, and he walks like he's going into a strong wind, and you know he's going to approach that job the same way.
That's a great way to explain it. It is. He's 100% true. Whenever you see him, it's always Tom Homan. There's no posing in that regard. Are you a fan of the? Is Matt? Let me ask you this question: will Matt Gaetz become the Attorney General?
I'm not sure that he will. I would certainly support him in that role because I've watched enough of those congressional hearings. They can slam that man up one side and down the other over what happened to Kevin McCarthy. But there's probably not anyone in Washington that's more bold,
yeah,
than Matt Gaetz. And you have to have a change agent. You can't put somebody in there who's part of the establishment. If you do, nothing's going to happen. He would certainly shake things up. I just don't know that he makes it through a Senate confirmation.
Yeah, it's a weird appointment to me, but if he gets through, boy, buckle up, because it's going to be wild to cover for sure.
I would agree with that. Yeah, Reince Priebus said that this weekend on, I think, the ABC show with Stephanopoulos or someone. But he was pointing that out. He goes, I talked to Donald Trump. This isn't a sleight of hand. He wants Matt Gaetz for that job because he wants to change things at the top of the Department of Justice, and he knows that Gaetz would get the job done.
Yeah. Well, one more time before we let you go. We'll be tuning in the mornings to listen to you, Mark, on the Mark Cox Morning Show. There's just so much news every single day, and it's fun because this is good news. Like, in large part,
yes. It's
really fun to be going to work today. Give us the lowdown one more time on where people can come support the First Responder Thanksgiving ATF raffle, how they can support First Responder Rescue and also participate in this awesome opportunity to win some prizes from your raffle.
Yeah, thank you. Just the easiest way is to use your phone and text the word responder to 33100. They'll send you a link and you can buy your tickets right online. And they're only $1 a piece, but there's a $10 minimum purchase. If you buy 50, you get 55. So the more you buy, the more tickets you get. And we'll pick a winner on the 27th. If you're at the Range St. Louis West for some reason, you can buy tickets right in person, or you can go to our website at 971talk.com.
Text responder to 33100, and I'll just go out on a limb and say buy 1,200 tickets for $1,000 and just take care of it right there.
Awesome. Yes. That's how it works. That's right.
Mark, thank you.
Thank you, Annie.
Always appreciate you. Bye-bye. Mark Cox of the Mark Cox Morning Show. A little Annie Fry Show trivia. When I was first asked if I would be interested in trying the on-air thing, it was the program director who asked Mark Cox if he would care if a 32-year-old I was a coworker. I worked at the station, but I was always in the background. Could Annie sit in with you on Sunday nights? And Mark was just genuinely kind, was like, sure, no problem. Ryan, as you know, having been in the industries for quite some time, it's more rare to be like, sure, she can come into my show.
People usually don't want to share a spotlight. And so when you find people who are willing to, you know that they are. You know what's neat about Mark is that he is in it for the cause.
Completely.
And you know that is a fact with the minute you meet him.
Sharing the spotlight or sharing an office. How does he feel about that one?
I don't know about the office.
I saw him talking to Steve about his contract, and your name was mentioned, but I don't know.
Here's
what
the thing,
it was about.
And I kind of alluded to this. I steal a lot. And, you know, they have a word for that. It's kleptomania. And I suffer from that.
You're
I guess
like,
you
it's
could
okay.
Say.
It's a condition.
It's a condition. And I've identified it. And I'm going to be seeking out all of Odyssey's mental health awareness programs.
Well, you can take them?
No, I'm just going to look at them and see what they are while I sort of put stuff in my pockets.
Steal the pens.
Yeah.
The free pens and keychains.
Uh-huh.
I'm here for the free stuff.
But just as we said about Mark, he's a genuine guy. This is who I am.
You're genuinely a klepto. We'll be right back. Don't go away.